This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Here on the DJV program, here to install confidence about your own actions for the day. I have confidence in Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen to bring us up to date on things as we discuss the issues of the day. Some of them are political, some of them are reality-based. So let's see where Jennifer is going to take us as we kick things off for this hour, Jen.
Well, let's start talking about your privacy and that cute little speaker that sits in your home. Apparently, the speaker that, I don't know if we should say her name, but we will. Why not? Alexa is like having your own personal assistant that never
Alexa,
asks
play
for...
CRN1 on TuneIn Radio.
See, when you do that, you shut everybody's feed off. That's you're not really supposed to say her name, but we're going to say it because we're not. Okay. We don't follow all the rules around here. The problem is that that's a good thing to ask her for. The problem is Alexa is always listening so that she can help you with your every demand, right? All of your whims. She's always there, turned on, ready to hear you. And apparently so are thousands of Amazon workers, according to a report. There are teams stationed around the world to listen to and transcribe recordings, then send them back into the Echo software to erase the gaps in her ability to understand speech. This is a report from Bloomberg. They said sometimes the workers can even hear chatter in the background while Alexa is on, but employees on the team are not authorized to speak about their work. This is a big deal. The employees who range from contract to full-time sign non-disclosure agreements, and they listen to up to 1,000 audio clips per nine-hour shift. Amazon has procedures in place for when potential criminal conduct is heard. If you remember, two workers in Romania said that they were told it isn't Amazon's job to interfere. In other cases, workers said they sometimes use internal chat rooms to share recordings that they find amusing when they're listening in your home. When workers come across a background conversation about personal information like bank details, the worker is supposed to make the audio file mark it as critical data and move on, according to Bloomberg. Amazon has said, we take the security and privacy of our customers' personal information seriously. Yes. They said they're only listening into a small number of interactions from a random set of customers in order to improve the customer experience, but this, and they said the information is to help train speech recognition and natural language understanding systems so that Alexa can better understand your request and ensure the service works well for everyone. You know, silly me, I just don't know if I trust whether or not they're just going to be doing that or if they're going to be recording personal information or personal conversations. So I guess if she's not alone, Siri and Google Assistant also have human workers that listen to snippets of audio, but the companies reported to Bloomberg that the recordings aren't linked to personally identifying information so that their staffers don't know exactly who's saying this, where Amazon Alexa absolutely does.
Pretty doggone outrageous.
Alexa is programmed to listen much more intently, just like Google Home.
Yes.
Both of them are programmed to listen much more intently than Siri. Siri is not, like I just said Siri three times, and my phone is right next to me and hasn't even activated. I have to yell at Siri to get him to talk to me.
Siri!
So
Siri it's a man really, or a woman? I thought Siri was
I have Siri set to be
either.
A British man. So, yeah, he's
me
a British
too, by
man
the way.
On my phone. but Alexa is, you know, I have the Alexa, the Amazon Echo Dot that Jen gave us when we got married, and it is incredibly useful, but I plug it in when I need it to do a specific task, and then I unplug it. I do not leave it just sitting in our home plugged in, because it is always listening, and there have been nightmare
nice
stories.
Nice going, Jennifer.
No, I didn't know I was giving a spy as a wedding gift, but yeah.
But there,
I give
there
you
have been nightmare
wedding?
Stories about it.
What did I give you for your wedding?
Money?
Did I? Yeah, I guess I did.
I think so, yes. Thank you.
It's always my go-to. I don't get a dig around.
Yeah. I don't see you shopping for, you know, a salad bowl.
Or two salad bowls. So, yeah. To sort of flip this around to spying and stuff, the whole theme, it would seem, as we end the week, is spying, the fate of Julian Assange, founder of WikiLeaks, the pictures you see of him getting kicked out of the Ecuadorian embassy in London. So now he's under arrest. And whether it's it's not the Swedish rape case anymore, because they dropped those charges. But he's wanted for publishing those classified documents. And you think about the way that we are just, I use that as an example. And what you were just talking about, Jennifer, is an example of the fact that we have absolutely no privacy. Somebody's listening or watching or monitoring pretty much everything. And to what extent? That's really what I wonder. What good does it do? All these people listen to all this stuff. All these people being paid, what are they listening for? And why are they listening? What do they think they're going to get? Is everybody a crook? This is the exact antithesis of, remember, hello, innocent until proven guilty? Everybody's listening to everything. It's outrageous. I have as little of this stuff in my house as I can. I don't want to. Jennifer, you gave me one. Thanks very much, but I gave it away, and I told you that. I don't want that stuff.
I plug it in when I'm using it for something specific, like playing music or having an audiobook dictated to me or something like that. But then I just unplug it.
It requires you to do things that you otherwise wouldn't. Yeah, maybe it's handy to have. But what's so difficult about getting off of your butt and going over and turning a switch on a radio or anything?
When it comes to radio, you get way more out of your Amazon or your Google than you would out of a regular radio. Sadly, that's the case now.
You don't need anything but DJV. Go to, as a matter of fact, in the podcast that's posted right now, for the DJV show, the discussion, detailing the final moments before that car crash that killed 8 people last year. Remember that? And then there's more info on the college admission scandal and Stevie Nicks not feeling well and what goes on with Gronkowski. Is he going to be wrestling with the WWE? The Boeing 737, which actually is under scrutiny even more now. The latest from Boeing is that the shareholders have gotten together a class action lawsuit against Boeing because of the 737 MAX. Every day that passes,
it took this long.
The same guys, the people who are the chairman of Boeing, is still there. I can't imagine that the board of directors, now they're getting all this pressure from shareholders. There are at least two heads that should roll. One of them is the CEO, and the other one is the person who's in charge of the 737 project. Those people should long be gone. The lawsuit says Boeing...
It is crazy that there hasn't been a single person fired from Boeing throughout this whole scandal.
I don't get it at all. The lawsuit specifically sues Boeing, saying that it touted the 737 MAX as the safest plane in the sky, which is a complete crock of crap. The whole thing about how it's really kind of sad, sad's the right word, but the fact that the Boeing company has been one of the great lights on the hill for American business. And now they've gone into a hole. This aircraft has had a storied history, and now they've kind of ruined that with this piece of junk that they're flying. They still haven't fixed it. The planes are still on the ground. It's been a month or more. So you know the problem was serious. How did it get beyond the guy who ran the program and the CEO's office? How did it get that far? I don't get it, frankly. I don't get it at all, but you won't see me getting on one of those planes, even if they put them back up in the sky. I will not fly on one of those planes, period. And anybody else, that's why quietly most of the airlines that have ordered the 737 MAX are changing their orders back to the standard 737.
So
did we talk about the story from Southwest about how they were using the safety cards for the MAX 8, even though it was just the regular 737 plane from Boeing? And so a lot of passengers were panicking this week because they sat down on the plane and they look at the safety card, and the safety card says they're flying on a MAX 8.
Oh, wow.
And it just turned, and so Southwest says, well, we're sorry, but the safety cards are all the same, so we just interchange them on flight.
So
not a great idea now.
Really bad management.
Not a great idea.
But the good thing about this lawsuit, though, is that it's demanding a jury trial. And so that will be interesting because we'll finally, that some of that will be made public. And so we'll maybe find out what was going on behind the scenes. They want internal documents to be introduced as evidence. And so the shareholders, which is crazy but also capitalistic as well, the shareholders may end up being the ones holding Boeing really accountable.
Which they ought to. And in this circumstance, you keep, American, we had earlier this week talked about the top nine domestic airlines and where they're rated in customer satisfaction, and American was dead last. And they wonder.
Deservedly so. I can't stand flying on American.
If, in fact, they get what's going on with the 737 MAXs, one of the things they can do to sort of change the credibility quotient is to make sure they don't have any of these things in their fleet going forward, because people are going to steer clear of them no matter what. So anyway, all right, so that's part of the discussion. The podcast at djvshow.com is there for you to download. You can also rate it and subscribe on iTunes to the DJV Show podcast. Just search for DJV Show at djvshow.com. 18 past the hour on said aforementioned DJV Show. If you lack energy and can't get your work done every day, you're struggling to get back into shape, all those sorts of things, you don't have a lot of drive and performance, then there is a solution. The daily routine that you're going through may be difficult, but thanks to NuGenix, N-U-G-E-N-I-X, you're feeling exhausted. This will fix that. You're not performing like you used to. NuGenix can help. High levels of testosterone play an important part in helping men preserve their energy and performance. So let's get into this overall wellness and fitness. Let's restore it. Let's get the tool. Revive your confidence by getting a free bottle of NuGenix. Free bottle of NuGenix. Just text FORCE to 321-321. Yep. Free bottle, NuGenix. Text FORCE, F-O-R-C-E, to 321-321. Very simple. Be on your way to a more confident you. Text FORCE to 321-321.
Calitrin is the number one healthy choice for weight loss. You've heard us talking about this for a long time here on the program, and Calitrin, speaking of long times, has a lot of success behind them, 20 years to be exact. It's all natural, drug, and stimulant-free, and Calitrin's essential active ingredient is collagen protein. That's important because that's been proven to promote healthy lean muscle and weight loss. You don't need to take Calitrin a bunch of times. You don't have to walk around town with a whole sack of supplements. Nope, you take Calitrin once a day, right before you go to bed. Calitrin works while you sleep. It won't give you the jitters. It won't keep you awake, and it won't cause an upset stomach like a lot of the other products that are out there on the market. Go to toploss.com and use the promo code DJV. Get better sleep, shed pounds. What could be better than that? With Calitrin, get your 90-day supply today and get another 90 days free, plus free shipping when you use the promo code DJV. Go to toploss.com. That's toploss.com, and use the promo code DJV to start losing weight today.
If you're getting bored with dinner options, you don't like unhealthy fast food options, you don't like to order in, here's some great news from Martha Stewart. She's doing a free taste test, and you can be the beneficiary. Yep, Martha's giving away three full-size meals from her new meal delivery service, Martha and Marley Spoon. Martha and Marley Spoon will send fresh, pre-portioned ingredients straight to your door, making it easier than ever to cook a really healthy, fulfilling meal in the comfort of your own home. As most of you know, I'm an advocate for fresh food, that's for sure. There are 18,000 recipes you may choose from. The menus feature a variety of dishes, ranging from classic to creative. So let's go to FORK. Text the word FORK to 246-810. That's right, FORK to 246-810. Get your free meals now. Text the word FORK to 246-810.
I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Is Doug Steffen along with Jennifer Horn. She's riding with us, and Jerry Keelan, Kara Schillen, and you are riding as we move into the musical works of the Backstreet Boys. 24 after the hour on the DJB show. Yep, the boys, actually the best-selling boy band ever. They've sold 130 million records around the world. The Backstreet Boys resonating as strongly with fans as they seem to ever have. 26 years they've been around. So who are the members of the Backstreet Boys? You want to go through them, Jennifer, for us? Who are the boys?
See. Brian.
You've got Nick. Brian. AJ.
Howie.
And... ooh, good. Good call on Howie.
Who's the fifth one?
Kevin, the old
Kevin.
Guy.
There's yeah.
I always get him confused with NSYNC.
I know. And I now, them I can name like a maniac.
With the, okay, well, who's, but what's the other group that Wahlberg's in? Boys
to
Men.
That was New Kids on the Block.
New Kids on the Block. Okay.
Yeah. Boys to Men.
Anyway.
Johnny Wahlberg, a lot of stuff.
They don't usually, get confused with each other.
This year, well, with me they do, the group released their 10th studio album called DNA, which debuted at number one on the charts. Album lead single, Don't Go Breaking My Heart, which hit the top 20, was even nominated for Pop Duo Group Performance at the Grammys. In order to celebrate their ongoing musical career, the Grammy Museum has put together Backstreet Boys The Experience, kind of a new exhibition that displays the boy band's mementos, childhood photos, school diplomas, wardrobe. Sounds like me going through my box. You have all the things from when I was a child, a kid going through school. Maybe I can make, want to find, should we start a Doug Steffen Museum? What do you think, ladies? Yes or no?
You're doing that now, aren't you, like finding your baptism certificate?
Yeah, right, that's it. Yeah, I just know those things. So the fashions on display at the Grammy Museum in downtown L.A. include all five members' outfits from their Quit Playing Games with My Heart music video and the looks from their Unbreakable and Black and Blue tours as well. Backstreet Boys handpicked all the memorabilia themselves, catalogs their multi-decade career filled with all these hits and Grammy
things, dedicated fan stuff. So the fans, actually some of them had a fan hand in the design. The museum requested photos of the boys from the official fan club. More than 1,000 images from various meet and greets and concerts and birthday parties were sent in. Many of them currently cover a 50-foot wall at the museum. This exhibition taking place ahead of the big arena tour in 18 states this year, called the DNA World Tour, starting the 11th of next month, follows their successful larger-than-life Las Vegas residency. So if you're a fan, you can experience the exhibition at the Grammy Museum through September, which is where in L.A.? I'm trying to remember where that is. Jenner, is it off?
Jen, you should go to
sunset?
This. And
it is on
Instagram Live.
Wouldn't that be fun? I should. Yeah. Will you send me for the show?
Yeah, of course.
Jen, reporting live from the Backstreet Boys.
Yeah.
Ariana
Grande, next up musically. She wants to make fragrances as well as bath and body products based on Thank You Next, an album which dropped in February. What's that? What her company's called Grand Ari, filed a trademark Thank You. So they're going to use that as a label for a fragrance. Is that it?
Seems to be a whole theme from this album. The album's called Sweetener, and this single, Thank You Next.
Well, actually, Thank You Next is from Thank You Next. That's another album. Sweetener was the one that came out before that. So she had two in 6 months.
So I guess she's doing a whole theme from Thank You Next.
Yeah.
You can hear Tara smiling. She loves her. Listen to how
I love her. I just like
knowing
about
her. So you smell just like her, too, apparently, then, right?
I might. I don't know if that would be a bad thing. She smells like a lot of money, so.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news is WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange has been arrested by British police inside the Ecuadorian embassy this morning after spending the past 7 years holed up there. He's been wanted by British authorities since skipping out on bail in 2012 while he was the suspect in a Swedish rape investigation. WikiLeaks tweets that Ecuador has illegally terminated his political asylum in violation of international law. Police in Louisiana are holding a news conference in a few hours to detail the arrest of a suspect wanted for the burning of three historically black churches. A local TV station claiming the suspect is the son of a St. Landry Parish deputy. Arson's been suspected in those fires that burned down three churches over a 10-day period. and you're listening to USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon.
Every hiring manager knows that a company is only as good as the people it's made from. So where do you find the best people? That may surprise you.
Meet the grads of life. Young adults of unique determination and experience. An ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
This is talent worth knowing about.
Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The day continues here. This is the DJV program with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. I'm Doug Steffen, now presenting VK. Anybody? That's, I just thought of VK, that'd be good.
You just thought of my initials?
VK, well, you know, just putting it together.
People have called me that for years.
VK, really?
Yeah.
Well, you don't like Vicky. You don't like Vic. So it's Victoria. Okay, VK. Got that? C-S-
or just V.
J-H- DS for the BS. Yep. Okay. Here we go. Mm-hmm. VK is
right.
The leading story here. Go
ahead. Okay. Well, this is, get ready to get your blood boiling because this is probably the swampiest story we've done in a long time. The House Ways and Means Commission passed a bill last week that no one really found out about, and Kara and I were just discussing. We still cannot find this story on major news outlets, but a lot of tech reporters picked it up, which is how I found it. And so what they did was they passed a bill last week called the Taxpayer First Act. Now, this sounds great.
Right.
Sounds great.
Right.
It has total bipartisan support. The name, however, is a classic political misdirection, since it's actually putting tax filing companies' concerns ahead of taxpayers. So the bill basically makes a bunch of administrative changes to the IRS, but one particularly egregious detail. The bill makes it illegal for the IRS to create its own online system of tax filing, which would be free to taxpayers.
Well, they have it now, right? No, you can go online and do your taxes.
No, you get redirected.
You can call them.
Yeah, but but the IRS has wanted to create their own online tax filing software so that anyone who has a non-complicated, if you make under $66,000, that's sort of the cutoff.
But and the then 1040A thingamabob.
Right. If you have one W-2 or a couple of W-2s, it makes it very easy. However, this bill makes that completely illegal and apparently sets a precedent that cannot be undone. And so the IRS will never be allowed to create their own free software. And guess who is behind all of this? Intuit, which is the maker of TurboTax, H&R Block. They have been lobbying for years to block the IRS from creating their own system because people have to use TurboTax and H&R Block and other online tax software. They have to pay for it. And so if the IRS had created their own program, of course it would threaten these tax software companies. It would threaten their profits. Now, where it gets extra swampy, this is completely bipartisan, and this is the Republicans and Democrats, everybody on this committee.
Who's really in charge? How the thinking really goes in the swamp.
Yep, it's so swampy. So the company Intuit, like I said, is the company that owns TurboTax and H&R Block. They spent $6.6 million last year lobbying on IRS-related issues. Massachusetts Rep. Richard Neal, who took over the Ways and Means Committee when the Democrats took back the House, he accepted $16,000 from the two companies over the past two election cycles. Interesting. Mm-hmm. In 2016, Intuit and H&R Block spent a combined $5 million lobbying for what was called the Free File Act. It's basically the same bill that just got passed. And so the IRS, they say, actually already has all the information it needs for taxes on the majority of Americans, but the Free File Alliance, that's what they're calling it, has been pressuring Congress for years to make sure that the system stays as complicated as possible. So essentially what's happening here, everybody on the Ways and Means Committee seems to have some sort of kickback from TurboTax and H&R Block, and essentially they're telling us that Americans have to use this software, and the reason that most Americans don't use the software is because, and this happened to Kara, they always force you into an upgrade. So if it says on TurboTax or H&R Block, oh, you can file your taxes free, well, it never ends up being free. It's always, oh, you have to pay $30, or you need, your taxes are too complicated, you've got to upgrade to the bigger package, and that's how they get everybody. And so the super rich have to use accountants because their taxes are more complicated, but for everyone else, This is the swampiest, most disgusting thing, preventing people from actually being able to do their taxes, not only free, but in a very easy and non-complicated way. I don't understand how this passed.
Well, you understand you see who's paying for people to be elected. I take a little exception.
The money is everywhere, all over this.
The super rich, the reference is not really accurate because a lot of people like me who have complicated tax returns because of the various things that I do, I certainly am not super rich, but it's very complicated and very expensive for me to do my taxes because I can't do them on my own. Could never figure out with 66,000 pages.
I'm not super rich by any means, and I can't do my own because ours are complicated too. So, but anybody who has a simpler form, you know, if they just have one W-2 or a few 1099s, that's to have to get forced into these upgrades. It's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. So there's your swamp report.
All right, well, that's also a way of getting a focus on taxes. I'm not sure I understand the Trump tax thing. Jennifer, maybe you can give us a quick update. The request for copies of his tax returns. I noticed the other day that Pocahontas was crowing about her filing, and Bernie Sanders filed his, and you can actually see how rich he is.
They're all millionaires, which is
very
funny.
They're all, under the circumstances. So the reason I bring this up, though, Victoria, is because I connect the story of Trump's taxes to Neil. You just mentioned him, who's the Ways and Means chair. They're looking for What, I guess I don't know what they're looking for. So they want his tax returns. What they?
Well, okay. They, so it's not law. It's not required by law, but it's customary for candidates, at least in modern history, to turn over their tax returns for people to examine. Because God knows we all sit around and look at candidates' tax returns all day long. I love to do that. But it's released, and so that's typically what happens with candidates. Not every candidate has done it, but most of them do. During 2016, Trump was asked to release his tax returns. He said he was under audit and that he had advice not to release the tax returns. And instead, he filled out the financial disclosure, which is like pages and pages and pages. And that is, by the way, required by law if you are going to run as a candidate in this country. So that it's essentially checking your references to make sure that you're not in bed with any foreign governments or taking money from other places. And so that is required. Trump did it. He filled it out about his assets and where he does business and all that stuff. So you flash forward now. The Mueller report doesn't pan out. So Democrats are now saying, well, we need to have Trump's tax returns again. So now they did they haven't issued a formal subpoena. I think they did a document request, but they'll probably subpoena next to get his tax returns. And they gave him the deadline of Wednesday, I think, it was the deadline for Trump to turn in his tax returns. He did not. He said he wasn't going to. He still is saying he's under audit. Whether or not that's true, I don't know. But it's my point of view,
a lot of people are saying that it's not true, and that's why they've said he's...
Well, but where does the IRS say?
I'm sure he's under audit. Yeah. I'm sure he's under audit. That doesn't surprise me. But here's what my take on this is this. Democrats are looking for another storyline to use against Trump, and they're going to go through every little nook and cranny of his tax returns, and they're going to try to tell a story, and they're trying to spin a narrative, just like they're doing right now, trying to say the attorney general isn't being transparent with the Mueller report. This is what they're going to do because they're afraid that Trump's going to win again in 2020. President Trump, for his part, you know, he's told the people that are going to vote for him and who's not going to vote for him that he's not releasing his tax returns. So that's something for voters to take into consideration. Yeah. If that's important for you, then don't vote for him in 2020. If it doesn't matter to you, like it really doesn't matter to me, then it's not going to change the way you're going to vote. And just, I think it's more hullabaloo just because people are looking for something that's next to take him down. But I don't know.
I guess it depends
on what's a priority to you.
Let me just back up a little bit here. The names in the news today, one of them is a fellow named Greg Craig. What a great name that is. Who was Obama's lawyer at the White House. He was counsel to Obama. He's getting charged in some kind of case that's related to the tax.
It's actually going to be my trending story, but if you want me to do it now, we can.
Well, let's save it for later. Whatever.
No, we'll do it now because there's an interesting element that's coming out of this Mueller investigation, and the Attorney General, William Barr, was testifying for 2 days this week in front of both the House and the Senate committees, and the revelation from Wednesday's testimony was that he believed that there was spying going on the Trump campaign. That's a big revelation because when Trump said it a few years ago, everybody laughed at him and called him a crazy person, and now William Barr has said that he has seen evidence of that, and he's formed a committee to investigate the start of this investigation. So that is going on where it's very possible that people that were sitting under the Obama administration at the highest levels of the Department of Justice might have cause to sweat a little bit if there was any wrongdoing in this case.
Okay.
Flash forward now to also something that we learned about through the Mueller investigation, and this is something that's going to prove to be problematic for Joe Biden if he does pursue a run for the presidency. It's also a problem for Hillary Clinton, again, and her team. Because Ukraine, not Russia, but Ukraine, seems to have done some illegal lobbying and interference in the election back in 2016. One of the stories that's coming out of this is that Ukraine actually attempted, and more successfully than Russia even, to intervene into our election on Hillary Clinton's behalf. Mm-hmm. There's also another story about Joe Biden trying to fire, and actually successfully firing, the top prosecutor in Ukraine because they were looking into business dealings from his son. Now we're finding out that attorneys for a man named Greg Craig, which is a great name, as you mentioned, who is a Democratic lawyer. He's the former White House counsel to the Obama administration. Everyone is expecting him to be indicted by federal prosecutors, which was an offshoot of Robert Mueller's investigation. This is connected to work that he performed in Ukraine while he was a partner at a law firm in Washington, D.C., and it's been expected for several weeks that he's waiting for this indictment. They're alleging that he made false statements. So So they're going to be going after him. So there is some fallout for the other side of the aisle with all of these investigations as well.
What a waste of time. My God. All right. Let's see if we have time for a couple of, let's see, we've got to do a couple of things. I may not have time for this here, but I'm going to try to get to it. Over the next few days, we want to spend some time helping people with their tax returns. Now that we've talked about some of the ancillary things that don't affect your filing yourself, maybe we can help you with some financial benefits of moving and grooving in the tax system. So we'll try to do that over the next couple of days here on the DJV program, 46 after the hour. If you lack energy and can't get your work done every day, you're struggling to get back into shape, all those sorts of things, you don't have a lot of drive and performance, then there is a solution. The daily routine that you're going through may be difficult, but thanks to NuGenix, N-U-G-E-N-I-X, you're feeling exhausted, this will fix that. You're not performing like you used to? NuGenix can help. High levels of testosterone play an important part in helping men preserve their energy and performance, so let's get into this overall wellness and fitness. Let's restore it. Let's get the tool. Revive your confidence by getting a free bottle of NuGenix. Free bottle of NuGenix. Just text FORCE to 321-321. Yep. Free bottle, NuGenix. Text FORCE, F-O-R-C-E, to 321-321. Very simple. Be on your way to a more confident you. Text FORCE to 321-321.
Hey, this is Victoria with the DJV Show. Want to leave a great lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable feature. I've got the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, the world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, it's only 5 minutes. After using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now there's no going back. I don't think twice about cracking a smile. Power Swabs are super fast and easy to use and hygienist approved. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? It's a no-brainer. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores. Call now for your Power Swabs. 800-208-1797. Again, that's 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
Is your back a problem? Is it slowing you down, making the simplest of tasks seem impossible? I got some great news for you. Purity Products has the Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula. Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula is what it's called. It'll get you on track. They want you to try it free. That's right, free. The clinically tested herbal formula provides you with the back comfort, flexibility, joint support that you absolutely have to have. My lower back pain used to get the best of me, but after starting on this formula, I noticed a big difference. I'm walking better, enjoying life, and now you can do it as well. Purity Products has your back, the ultimate lower back relief formula. What are you waiting for? At no cost, you can have your free bottle. Get it now. Just pay shipping. Call 800-291-4180. That's 800-291-4180. Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula, yours for the asking at 800-291-4180.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so there's a little gossip about, I still haven't figured out who's actually running Venezuela yet. Is it Maduro or is it Geraldo?
They don't know either.
It's Guaido. Guaido is the elected winner, but Maduro is the one who says he's still the president. Maduro's the bad guy. He's the one that's not letting supplies.
So why are various countries saying they're going to send aid now? They're going to put Venezuela back on the map in a manner of speaking.
They've been sending aid. We've been sending a ton of aid. The problem is the Maduro regime is trying to steal it and to not get it to the people. People aren't able to get medications or food. People, the average Venezuelan's lost 25 pounds under Maduro leadership.
So this ongoing crisis has worsened, and nobody seems to be doing anything about it. Okay, I get it. 50 minutes after the hour, 10 before the new hour.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Yes, and yes, the answer to the question, is there a doctor in the house? Yes. Is he continuing on the air? The answer is yes. Is it Dr. Ken Kronhaus? The answer is yes. All of those things. Ken does a great job. I rephrase this every time he's here because I think it's important for people to know, in terms of credentials, how Ken, as a cardiologist, has a doctorate degree. Well, he has several degrees. One of them is a research degree. One of them is a medical degree. And so when we go through all of these reports that come from the various journals of medicine every week, you know that he brings you the info with a certain focus and expertise. So let us keep going here with focus on a couple of issues regarding children. I don't know, and when I saw this at first, I thought, yeah, this makes a lot of sense, because whatever is going on the mother is going to be passed on to the child. So if you're overweight and you have a baby, listen to what Ken's got to say.
Yeah, well, that's the discovery this week. This comes out of the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition. Doug, whether a mother is a healthy weight or obese will largely predict the body composition of her child. The news this week is that the molecular makeup of the breast milk of an expecting mother who is obese differs from an expecting mother at normal weight, which could affect the weight of her child. Mothers with obesity and normal weight have varying metabolites that contribute to their children's weight composition. I think this is an interesting study. It just means that mothers really have to be even more concerned about their weight before they get pregnant, because they will pass it on.
Yeah, but there are so many clueless people around. You can see it, I can see it, everybody can see it. You see these heavy mothers and fathers, and then their fat kids are right there with them. And, you know, you wonder, okay, how can they not know what they're doing to their child? But if they don't know what they're doing to themselves, then, okay, here we go back again to criticizing the educational system, which is doing a horrible job in our country, teaching children about their bodies and what happens to their bodies under certain circumstances, whether it's inhaling secondhand smoke, whether it's eating too much fat, fried food, whatever it is. We're not telling the story. We're not teaching. We're inadequate in the educational circumstance, as far as I'm concerned. You agree?
There is a missing link, and, you know, we have to learn to love our bodies and also take good care of our bodies and get down to ideal body weight. And if passing it on to your future children is any bigger incentive, here's another good reason to get down to ideal body weight.
All right, another focus on childhood. A group of pediatricians has focused in on a certain type of seat for the car. I'm amazed at how much of a law some states have. You know, you have to have your child in the car seat till this time or that time. So, but there are bad, there are good seats and bad seats, looks like.
Well, the American Academy of Pediatrics has called on the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission, Doug, to recall Fisher-Price Rock and Play Sleeper. It's a product that has been linked to 32 infant sleeping deaths. The American Academy of Pediatrics is warning parents to stop using the Fisher-Price product immediately after a Consumer Reports analysis published the beginning of this week. Also called for its recall. There's convincing evidence that the rock and play incline sleeper puts infants' lives at risk. Infants should always sleep, Doug, on their back on a separate flat and firm sleep surface without any bumpers or bedding.
So this isn't a car seat. This is a seat that people have at home.
This is your bed for the infant.
Wow. All right. So stay away from rock and play or maybe Fisher Price beds altogether.
Well, it's the rock and play incline sleeper.
Yeah. All right. Here's let's go back to the weight discussion for a minute and have you understand how wonderfully well you can serve yourself and your need to lose weight. We're still on this. Some people on the 21-day weight loss jumpstart diet. Some people are on, they go to Jenny Craig or Weight Watchers or whatever it is. But what's come out of all of this work on weight loss has been a system developed by a company called Calitrin. Let's try that again, Doug. Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. I always, when I talk about Calitrin, because the number one ingredient in it is collagen, some people get confused. Pretty easy to understand that Calitrin, over the years, has become the healthiest choice for weight loss because it works not only to have you lose the weight, but to keep it off. And that's the important thing. That's because the collagen that you reintroduce into your body, which it has stopped producing after the age of 30, you're now going to stimulate it with the main ingredient in Calitrin, and that's what helps you lose the weight. Go to toploss.com for a special deal using the DJV code. 3 bottles at the regular price, 2 free bottles, and $20 off the entire purchase, plus free shipping. Get it at toploss.com now using the code DJV. That's Calitrin, the super safe way to lose weight.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.